This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
How many of you can reach back into your memory and you remember at least on one occasion you were near a church and you heard the church bells ring? Now, a lot of people didn't raise their hands. Any of you have heard church bells ring? I didn't understand this till recently, but church bells were established to ring hourly, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, for this reason. I never knew it. There was a spiritual reason for it. And here's the spiritual reason, that every time that clock or that bell rang on the hour, on the quarter hour, on the half hour, it was a reminder to people, you're 1 hour closer to judgment. Rings at 2 o'clock, you're 1 hour closer to death. You're 1 hour closer to the end of your life. I never knew that before until someone explained to me. That was the purpose of the church bells ringing on the hour and on the quarter hour and the half hour. And here's my question. Does thinking about your death, and it may you say, that depresses me. Well, let it speak to you about the brevity of your life and realize that Psalm says, to get wisdom, you think about your end. That there's something sobering that comes into a man's heart and spirit. There's something sobering that comes into a woman's life because she thinks about this. I'm not going to be on this earth forever. And my life doesn't go on endlessly. There's a start date and there's a finish date. And Psalm 90:12 says, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom. Therefore, think often about your dying. The third thing he says that we need to do in order to get wisdom is to recognize that we need to come to Jesus. Jesus said to the people of his day, the queen of the south will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Who is Jesus talking about? Himself. Himself. Greater than Solomon indeed. Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 1:24, is the wisdom of God. Others spoke of the truth, but Jesus said, I am the truth. Others had pointed the way. Jesus said, I am the way and the life. Others had given promises, but all the promises of God find their yes in Christ, 2 Corinthians 1:20. Others had offered forgiveness. Jesus bought it by his death. In Jesus Christ is wisdom. Therefore, the command to get wisdom in the New Testament sense means this, come to Jesus. I told a story at the end of the first and second service, and I'll be honest with you, something happened at the first service. There was a reaction to my story that I wasn't anticipating. Sometimes things happen in church that you don't plan on. I'll tell you the story and I'll tell you what happened. This week, Annie and I heard a speaker at a conference by the name of Alistair Begg. He's from Scotland. Just a funny story he told. He said that he's been preaching in Cleveland for, I think, 25, 26 years. And he said that since he's from Scotland, has the Scottish accent, and that's his homeland, people assume that he likes to hear bagpipe music. So he says he has stacks of CDs that people have given him over the year and say, Alistair, we know that since you're from Scotland, you must love this music. He says, I hate it. Can't stand to listen to it. He says, it hurts your ears to listen. He said, bagpipe music is meant to be listened to at a distance, not up close and personal. I associate bagpipes with funerals. Many of you do. Do you remember after 2001, all the funerals of the firefighters and police officers in New York City accompanied by a bagpipe player playing Amazing Grace? And that sound became identified in our spirits with funerals. Well, this story will conclude tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.